It's time for the further adventures of the Jade City Pharaoh. In today's episode, Harold Jones struggles with his own emotions as he considers all he owes to his beloved Uncle Roscoe. Meanwhile, Harold's friend, Supreme Intellect, confronts the wrath of Aunt Margaret. And now, a Jade City Christmas.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, only if there's someone there to bend it. Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
You knocking on my door like you the police.
How loud you got to blast that?
Loud as I want to. This my apartment. Now get your butt in here. You letting out my heat.
Thank you. Do you even think about your neighbor?
They gonna be over here in a couple of hours. The Supreme Dream Christmas Party is tonight, player. You know that. You coming, right?
Probably not.
Come on, man. Hey, you can at least come one year. How you think it makes me look? My best friend won't even come to my own Christmas party.
It's just this time of year is so hard for me, man.
Look, I know. But think about it. Uncle Roscoe wouldn't want you walking around looking like somebody shot your best friend. Especially since your best friend is me. It's Christmas, Malik. Man, you shouldn't be looking all down and crazy on Jesus' birthday. 'Tis the season to be jolly, son.
This is for you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, man. Thanks, dog. I got you something, too. There you go.
What is it?
It goes on your wrist. I call it the really, though.
Really, though?
Yeah. You fly into a situation and the participants decide that they don't want to stop the illegalities. You just stand there, shy style, and say, "Really, though?" Then you press that red button.
This one?
Don't press it now, fool! Whew. Damn, boy, that was close.
What does it do?
It sends out a shockwave and a blinding light that will temporarily stun the hard-headed.
Like a flashbang grenade?
No. Like a really, though. Me and Black Classic been working on it for the last 6 months.
You're sweet, man. This is for you.
Oh, the new Madden. Oh, man. That's what's up. Thanks, dog. Oh, man. That's love right there, son. That's love right there.
Look, I got a split. I'm going to drop in on Aunt Margaret.
You better be sure your shirt is tucked in and your pants ain't sagging. How's the old evil hag doing anyway?
Watch your mouth, Preem. That's the only mother I've ever known.
You know how many butt whoopings I got because of that woman growing up? And she must have had mom's on speed dial.
When you were 9, you drove your mom's Pinto into the side of her house, Preem.
We could have worked something out. Ain't you ever heard of stop snitching? Besides, I didn't do it on purpose. I was headed to your house to pick you up to go to the movies to see Return of the Jedi. And the phone books I was sitting on slipped out from under me.
You off the chain, dog. I'm out, son.
Malik?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on over here and give your Aunt Margaret some sugar.
The tree is beautiful.
Well, thank you. You see, I still got the Michael Jackson ornament you made me when you were in the 5th grade.
Yeah, I see that. This is for you. Merry Christmas.
I told you not to get me anything. I know you ain't got no money. Fighting crime don't pay nothing.
And I wouldn't be fighting crime if it hadn't been for you and Uncle Roscoe. So just stop it and take this present now.
How'd you get so hard-headed?
You raised me.
Well, I got a little something for you, too. The blue present under the tree is yours. Go ahead. Open it.
Green long johns.
To wear under your suit when you're handling business with them bad guys in the cold. The Jade City Pharaoh can't afford to get sick with the flu, you know.
No, he can't. Thanks.
You taking your vitamins?
Yes, ma'am. Now open your gift.
All right. Well, let's sit down. What's so funny?
It always sounds like somebody pooted when you sit on these plastic-covered couches.
Oh, you silly.
Oh, Margaret, these couches got to be at least 40 years old. Don't you think you can take the plastic off now?
Now, don't you worry about my couches. And I hope you got the receipt for this gift, because if it costs more than $10, I want you to take it back and get your money.
You open it already.
Oh, my. You gonna make an old woman cry. It's beautiful.
I was going through some old photo albums and found this picture of you and me and Uncle Roscoe when we took that trip to Disney World. Got the silver frame and well.
Thank you. Thank you, son. You know, it's been 15 years this Christmas
I know.
Eve.
Every year it's like he dies all over again. And I just see him wasting away on that bed. Without him, there'd be no Harold Jones. There'd be no Malik Frazier. My mother would have been killed by those agents in the subway, and I wouldn't have been born. He gave me the Bombarda Martial science, taught me to control these godforsaken superpowers that came from God knows where.
Don't speak ill of your gifts.
That's how I feel about them sometimes. Bottom line, Aunt Margaret, the man who loved me and taught me everything I know never even got to see me put on the cape. I never even got to know if he was proud of me.
Are you serious? If it hadn't been for you, Roscoe would have died long before the cancer ate him away. Roscoe and I were high school sweethearts, and the man that came back from Vietnam ain't the same man that left Jade City in 1968. He was broken and damn near out his mind, and you, Malik, gave him something to live for. You were his little baby Jesus in the manger. God gifted you two to each other.
Have I gotten it right? Aunt Margaret, you truly think he'd be proud?
Oh, he always was. He'd never tell you that. I love that man, but he was a hard man, and that's the way hard men are. Look. I need a chaperone tonight, and you're it. First, we're going by the church to hear Marlon West and the 100 Men in Black concert.
Mr. West got 100 Will Smith singing with him. Ow! Come on, Aunt Margaret, that hurt.
After we leave there, we're going to Stanley's party.
Aunt Margaret,
We're going now. I don't want to hear no fuss.
Supreme know you coming.
Why do y'all call that boy Supreme? Emma named that boy Stanley L. Wood Johnson. Now, he think I don't know about his goings-on. Emma called me today from Florida and asked me to peek in on him, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, you go in the bedroom and put on them long johns so we can fly over there.
I don't have a suit.
You got the one in the closet, remember? The one I sewed up for you a few months ago when you were in that battle with the diabolical Dr. Dastardly and his henchman, the Raging Razorback.
That's right. But you know I got my car.
Oh, honey. These old bones can't take all that jerking and shaking.
What up, player? Man, you came. How's the old battle last?
Prince.
Look, I got the Watson twins in the back room. They got on Adam and Eve Santa helper suit, son. And they've been real nice, you know what I mean? And I put a little extra yak in the eggnog, too. Was really good, dog.
Cream.
Oh, who's that shorty behind you?
The old battle axe. Move out the way, Jones.
Tried to tell you.
Womanizing and on Christmas Eve, you wait till I call your mama, Stanley Johnson.
Help, man.
Ooh, that looked like it hurt.
Oh, come on, Miss Margaret, stop playing. It's Christmas. Ain't no need to get all Aunt Esther on a brother.
I'ma learn you, boy.
That Aunt Margaret, she's one bad mother.
Oh, that doggone Stanley Johnson got my pressure up. Lord, I'm fit to be tied. Let me tell you what that waterhead rascal did to the side of my house.
Need you to do the credits, Aunt Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry, sugar. The Jade City Pharaoh was created and written by Howard L. Kraft. The show was produced by a very sweet young lady by the name of Lindsay Foster Thomas. The executive producer is Frank Stacio. And Frank, I left 2 fruitcakes in the studio lounge. You make sure everybody gets some. Don't you eat both of them like you did last Christmas. Mm-hmm. The lovely Robin Copley runs the audio board. The Christmas special featured Kashif Powell, Kathy Williams, and Mike Wiley as the super spectacular Harold M.F. Jones. It's been a pleasure talking to y'all. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a very blessed and prosperous new year.
Oh yeah, we still got some fruitcake in the studio. We hope you enjoyed the Jade City Pharaoh Christmas special. You can keep Harold flying by making a contribution to our newly launched Kickstarter campaign. Check out the details on our Facebook page or search for Jade City Pharaoh on Kickstarter.com. Happy holidays from all of us at The State of Things, and all of us include Amber Nimix and Alex Granados, Robin Copley, our technical director, managing editor Lindsay Foster Thomas, Susan Davis, our senior producer. And tune in next week for 5 days of our production staff favorites. Hear what the producers have to say about this last year of ours and which ones they thought were some of our finest segments. You'll hear all that on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.